Chapter 4. Chomsky and Universal Grammar. Reading. There has always been a question among parents, doctors, and scholars about how children acquire language. Are they pre-programmed for language? That is there something in the development of the brain that allows for language development to occur? Or is child language acquisition directly related to the upbringing children are given by their parents and their environment? This question is sometimes called nature versus nurture. One of the most important linguists in the discussion of this question is Noam Chomsky, a professor of linguistics at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Chomsky argues that children are born with an innate ability to produce language, a theory called universal grammar. In 1975, Chomsky, in a book called Reflections on Language, wrote that universal grammar can be defined as the system of principles, conditions, and rules that are elements or properties of all human languages, the essence of human language. What this means is that all children, no matter which country or language family they are born into, have the same ability to produce language. One way to look at this is to consider what happens to children when they are moved into a different language environment. A Japanese child born and raised in Japan will normally speak Japanese, and an American baby English. But if we switch their places, a Japanese child raised in America will grow up speaking English and the American baby Japanese. This can be possible only if both the Japanese and American baby are pre-programmed with the innate ability to learn language, and that innate ability is the same for both children. But where exactly is this ability found in the brain? Neurolinguists, linguists who study language and the brain, believe that universal grammar and the ability to produce language is located in the Broca's area of the brain, in the left frontal lobe. Scientists have learned a great deal about language in the brain from people who have suffered accidents to this portion of the brain. In many cases, they discovered the patient's ability to use language is directly affected. More recent studies have been able to look at the blood flow of healthy infants to show how changes in the brain occur when both real language and nonsense language are presented to the babies. Much of this evidence suggests that this area, the Broca's area, may indeed be where language develops in humans. Many linguists believe that nature is a very important part of language learning. But nurturing, too, by the parent and the environment is important. It is believed by some linguists that exposure to the language from the parents and environment is the trigger that sets the universal grammar in motion.